MPs have been given their second pay rise in less than a year. The Independent Parliamentary Standards Authority is increasing their salaries by 1.3% to around £75,000. Follows a 10% pay increase in July. So are they worth it? Lemba Dopey is a former Lib Dem MP. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. And the commentator, Adrian Peltz.
Morning.
You're totally against this rise, Adrian. Why?
I am, absolutely. Why? Well, the segment that you've just discussed previously kind of leads perfectly into this. Our MPs are already incredibly well paid. The average person is suffering with austerity. We've seen George Osborne already slashing average workers' pays. A normal family, a normal person in Britain only earns £27,000, and pushing up MPs' pays to around £75,000, it's absolutely ludicrous. They're earning more than GPs, more than head nurses. You know, it's just ridiculous when most people are suffering and having to make severe cutbacks in their budgets. And I just think that it's outrageous that it's pushing through the public spending cap that other public sector workers are having to deal with.
Lemmet?
Well, let's get our facts right first. MPs do not earn more than GPs. They earn about 30% less than GPs. So there's a mistake to begin with. Secondly, and here's the fundamental principle, how many times have I come on to your show, Steve, to say this, you get what you pay for. If we want the politics of envy by saying that the national average salary is 27,000 and MPs shouldn't earn more than that, well, then just let's recognise those MPs, a large proportion of them, can rightly say, what was the point of us going through all the pain of having an independent report, an independent commission to set our salaries if you're still not satisfied? Bear in mind, this isn't the MPs setting it for themselves. In fact, they actually held back from some of the increases originally, but they still can't win, so they might as well publish and be damned, get the money, 2 weeks of bad headlines, and maybe we'll get some common sense.
Well, the point is, Lambert, that if IPSA have recognised that times are tough out there and that MPs need to have their salaries adjusted, what does it say about the rest of us? Because if an MP can't live off of £75,000, what about the families that are scraping by on £8,000 a year? What about the families who are having their benefits axed? What about people who are wanting to go to university and do nursing and are having their bursaries cut? I don't think that it's fair to say you get what you pay for, because we know, actually, amongst most people, salary is not the biggest motivator, particularly in public service. And I just want to say that, actually, I looked up the average salary to GP income, and it is less than £60,000. And I think that MPs do a similar job to GPs. They're providing a public service, and they shouldn't need to surpass that pay.
So you've decided that you know more than IPSA about what an MP's salary is worth. I beg to differ. My opinion is very simple. IPSA is the professional body set up independently to make this call. But there's a bigger point here. If we take your approach, then who are you to say that an MP should get the national average salary or less than 75,000? Why don't we then say that nurses who just love their work should get paid less? What about Steve Nolan? I know he loves his work. Should he be pegged at £27,000 as well, because he gets paid indirectly through tax, as anybody else does who gets their income?
Don't be turning it on to me.
No, I'm not expecting you to make a comment. I'm pointing out, though, that the uncomfortable position that people who say MPs should get paid less find themselves in is they've made themselves the judge and jury without the benefit of the information that IPSA is using. This has always frustrated me. When I was an MP, it frustrated me. It annoys me even more now, because MPs actually have a pretty rubbish life a lot of the time, 90-100 hours a week when I was an MP. And
surely the point is to make it less rubbish. Surely the point is not to pay people exorbitant amounts, but to make the job easier to do. Surely we shouldn't be asking people to work 100 hours a week. I mean, I think that's outrageous as it is. £75,000 a year is a decent salary, and that doesn't even include the £20,000 a year that you get for rent to live in London. Come on.
So they're not allowed to have expenses now because they're elected members.
Those expenses are extreme. I mean, the average person is struggling. Lambert, can you agree with me that the average person, people are being bussed out of London in truckloads because they can't afford to live in the city.
Yes,
do you agree with that?
Well, I'm not sure that they're being bussed out, but you are.
They are, actually. 20,000 people were taken out, moved out of London because social housing is in decline and people can't afford to live there. When our MPs are getting subsidised £20,000 a year in London rent...
Subsidised? Hang on,
do you agree?
Hold on. Think of your phrase. They're not being subsidised. Are you telling me that MPs should pay their expenses out of their own pocket because they're an easy target? Why don't we say that to management executives?
No, because you can pay £150 a night to stay in a hotel, or you can get a mortgage and you can use that £20,000 a year in rent to pay for your mortgage.
You can't.
Paying a mortgage for me.
No, if you do that, you have to give all of the money back from that to the state. You're not allowed to make a penny from property. You need to keep up. That's actually been around for a few years. Let's get down to brass tacks here. Why is it that you and so many other people think that politicians are an easy way to criticise the political system by saying 75,000 is a very high salary? A lot
it
of
it is. It's in the very top percentage of earnings in the UK. Puts you in
so
the top. You are the top earner.
So in your North Korean command economy, we should all be paid £27,000.
No, nobody's saying that. But you're a public sector worker. If you can accept that the average person, even people earning £30,000 a year, are struggling, and let's be honest, across the UK, we'll leave London out of this because it's a bit of a black hole and sucks in everything. Outside of London, salaries are not that high, and people are still struggling.
Why are you picking on MPs who we both agree do social work? One last question. You must hate Jonathan Ross. He earns many times more than an MP. He's a public sector worker because he works, or he has worked for the BBC.
Well, he works for ITV now.
You apply it to him as well.
But he's not in a political role.
Okay.
This is a political job.
Politics.
You have to be prepared to live
Thank
with
you,
politics.
Thank you, Lambert. Thank you, Adrian. Thank you.